This is Ted O'Connell, and this is the first half of the Infectious Diseases chapter in USMLE Step 2 Secrets, 5th edition. Question 1. Cover the middle and right-hand columns and specify which bugs are associated with each type of infection and what type of empiric antibiotic should be used while waiting for culture results. For urinary tract infection, the main organism is E. coli. Empiric antibiotics include cephalosporins, nitrofurantoin, although you should avoid in the elderly and those with decreased renal function, amoxicillin, and quinolones. For bronchitis, main organisms are viruses, and then Haemophilus influenza, mycoplasma, chlamydia pneumoniae, and Moraxella species. Empiric antibiotics, usually there's no benefit from antibiotics. You may consider macrolides or doxycycline in cases such as a purulent cough greater than 7 to 10 days duration. For pneumonia, classic pneumonia that is, main organisms are Streptococcus pneumoniae and H. influenza. Empiric antibiotics, azithromycin, third generation cephalosporin, or levofloxacin. For atypical pneumonia, the main organisms are mycoplasma and chlamydia species. Empiric antibiotics are macrolides or doxycycline. For osteomyelitis, the main organisms are Staph aureus and Salmonella species. Empiric antibiotics, vancomycin, ceftazidime, or piperacillin tazobactam. For cellulitis, the main organisms are streptococci and staphylococci. Empiric antibiotics, cefalexin, dicloxacillin, trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, doxycycline, or clindamycin are often used as first-line agents due to the emergence of MRSA. For neonatal meningitis, the main organisms are Streptococci B, E. coli, and Listeria. Empiric antibiotics, ampicillin plus an aminoglycoside, usually gentamicin. An expanded spectrum third-generation cephalosporin such as cefotaxime should be added if a gram-negative organism is suspected. For meningitis in a child or adult, the main organisms are Strep pneumoniae and Neisseria meningitidis. Empiric antibiotics, cefotaxime or ceftriaxone plus vancomycin. For endocarditis in a native valve, staphylococci and streptococci. Empiric antibiotics and anti-staphylococcal penicillin or vancomycin if the patient is allergic to penicillin, plus an aminoglycoside. For endocarditis in a prosthetic valve, there are numerous different organisms. Treat empirically with vancomycin plus gentamicin plus cefepime or a carbapenem. For sepsis, think of gram-negative organisms, streptococci, and staphylococci. Treat with a third-generation penicillin or cephalosporin plus an aminoglycoside, or imipenem. For septic arthritis, think Staph aureus, gram-negative bacilli, or gonococci. Treat Staph aureus with vancomycin, the gram-negative bacilli, with ceftazidime or ceftriaxone, and gonococci with ceftriaxone, ciprofloxacin, or spectinomycin. Question 2. Cover the right-hand columns and specify the empiric antibiotic of choice for each organism. For strep A or B, the antibiotic is penicillin or cefazolin. Other choices, erythromycin. For strep pneumoniae, a third-generation cephalosporin such as ceftriaxone plus vancomycin. Other choices, fluoroquinolone such as levofloxacin. For enterococcus, treat with penicillin or ampicillin plus an aminoglycoside such as gentamicin. Other choices are vancomycin plus an aminoglycoside. For Staph aureus, treat with an anti-staphylococcus penicillin such as methicillin. Other choices, vancomycin, trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, doxycycline, clindamycin, or linezolid for MRSA. For gonococcus, treat with ceftriaxone. Other choices, cefixime or high-dose azithromycin followed by a test of cure in 1 week. For meningococcus, treat with cefotaxime or ceftriaxone. Other choices, chloramphenicol or penicillin G if proven to be penicillin susceptible. For Haemophilus, treat with a second or third generation cephalosporin. Other choices, amoxicillin. For Pseudomonas, treat with an anti-pseudomonal penicillin, such as ticarcillin or piperacillin, with or without a beta-lactamase inhibitor, such as clavulanic acid or tazobactam. Other choices are ceftazidime, cefepime, aztreonam, imipenem, or ciprofloxacin. For Bacteroides, treat with metronidazole, alternatively, clindamycin. For Mycoplasma, treat with erythromycin or azithromycin with doxycycline as an alternative. For Treponema pallidum, treat with penicillin with doxycycline as an alternative. For Chlamydia, treat with doxycycline or azithromycin. Other alternatives, erythromycin or ofloxacin. For Lyme disease due to Borrelia, treat with cefuroxime, doxycycline, or amoxicillin. Erythromycin is an alternative. Question 3. Cover the right-hand column and specify what each Gram stain most likely represents. A blue or purple color is Gram-positive organism. Red color is a Gram-negative organism. Gram-positive cocci in chains is streptococci. Gram-positive cocci in clusters, staphylococci. Gram-positive cocci in pairs, or diplococci, is strep pneumoniae. Gram-positive coxobacilli, or small rods, is Haemophilus. Gram-negative diplococci is Neisseria species, as a sexually transmitted disease, septic arthritis, or meningitis. Or it can be Moraxella species, in the lungs or for sinusitis. Plump, Gram-negative rod with a thick capsule, a mucoid appearance, is Klebsiella. Gram-positive rods that form spores is Clostridium or Bacillus. Pseudohyphae is Candida. Acid-fast organisms is Mycobacterium, usually Mycobacterium tuberculosis, or Nocardia. Gram-positive with sulfur granules is actinomyces in pelvic inflammatory disease in IUD users, and it's also a rare cause of neck mass or cervical adenitis. Silver staining is Pneumocystis jerovecii, Cryptococcus, Candida, Legionella, H. pylori, Treponema, and cat scratch disease due to Bartonella henselae. A positive India ink preparation, thick capsule, is Cryptococcus neoformans, and a spirochete is Treponema or Leptospira species. Both are seen only on dark field microscopy, or Borrelia species, which is seen with a regular light microscope. Question 4. What is the gold standard for diagnosis of pneumonia? Sputum culture. Try to get the culture before starting antibiotics, though many physicians treat empirically without culture in routine cases. Get blood cultures too, because bacteremia is common with pneumonia. Question 5. What is the most common cause of pneumonia? How does it classically present? Strep pneumoniae. Look for rapid onset of shaking chills after 1 to 2 days of upper respiratory infection symptoms, such as sore throat, runny nose, and dry cough, followed by fever, pleurisy, and productive cough, with yellowish green or rust-colored sputum from blood, especially in older adults. Chest radiograph shows lobar consolidation, and the white blood cell count is high with a large percentage of neutrophils. Treat with a macrolide, such as azithromycin or clarithromycin, or with doxycycline, third-generation cephalosporin plus a macrolide or doxycycline, or a fluoroquinolone that provides atypical coverage, such as levofloxacin or moxifloxacin. Question 6. What is the best prevention against strep pneumoniae? Vaccination. Give pneumococcal vaccine to all children as well as adult patients over 65 years old, splenectomized patients, patients with sickle cell disease who have autosplenectomy, or splenic dysfunction, immunocompromised patients, such as those with HIV, malignancy, or organ transplant, and all patients with chronic diseases, such as diabetes, cardiac disease, asthma and other pulmonary disease, renal disease, liver disease, or tobacco use. Question 7, how do you recognize and treat Haemophilus influenza pneumonia? Haemophilus influenza is now uncommon in children due to vaccination, but it is still an important cause of pneumonia in the elderly and in those with underlying lung disease such as COPD. It often resembles pneumococcal pneumonia clinically, but look for gram-negative coxobacilli on sputum gram stain. Treat with amoxicillin or a second or third generation cephalosporin. Question 8, describe the hallmarks of Staphylococcus aureus pneumonia. Staph aureus tends to cause hospital-acquired, that is, nosocomial, pneumonia, and pneumonia in patients with cystic fibrosis, along with Pseudomonas species. You see it in intravenous drug abusers and patients with chronic granulomatous disease. Look for recurrent lung abscesses. Empyema and lung abscesses are relatively common in Staph aureus pneumonia. Staph aureus pneumonia can be a complication of influenza. Question 9. In what clinical situations do you tend to see gram-negative pneumonias? Pseudomonas infection is classically associated with cystic fibrosis. Klebsiella infection is associated with people with alcoholism and people who are homeless. Watch for classic description of current jelly sputum. Enteric gram-negative organisms such as E. coli are associated with aspiration, neutropenia, and hospital-acquired pneumonia. These types of pneumonias often have a high mortality rate because of the types of patients affected and the severity of the pneumonia. Abscesses are common. Treat empirically with an anti-pseudomonal penicillin, such as ticarcillin or piperacillin, with or without a beta-lactamase inhibitor, such as clavulanate or tazobactam. Alternatives include ceftazidime or ciprofloxacin. Question 10, how do you recognize Mycoplasma pneumonia? Mycoplasma infection is most common in adolescents and young adults. The classic patient is a college student or soldier who lives in a dormitory or barracks and has sick contacts. It is one of the atypical pneumonias because it presents differently from typical pneumonia due to strep pneumoniae. For example, it has a long prodrome with gradual worsening of malaise, headaches, dry, non-productive cough, and sore throat. The fever tends to be low grade. Chest radiograph shows a patchy, diffuse bronchopneumonia and classically looks terrible, although the patient often does not feel that bad, which is why it is sometimes called walking pneumonia. Look for positive cold agglutinin antibody titers, which may cause hemolysis or anemia. Atypical pneumonia is treated empirically with a macrolide antibiotic, such as azithromycin, or with doxycycline or a broad-spectrum fluoroquinolone, such as levofloxacin or moxifloxacin. Question 11, what about chlamydia pneumonia? Chlamydia species is secondary only to Mycoplasma as the cause of atypical pneumonia in adolescents and young adults. It presents similarly, but has negative cold agglutinin antibody titers. Treat with erythromycin in children under 8 years of age and either azithromycin or doxycycline in children over 8 years of age in adolescents and adults. Question 12. In what setting do you see pneumocystis jirovecii pneumonia, PCP, and cytomegalovirus, CMV, pneumonia? HIV-positive patients with CD4 counts less than 200, which is AIDS-defining, and other severely immunosuppressed patients, such as those with organ transplants who are taking powerful immunosuppressants, or patients on cancer chemotherapy, they're susceptible to PCP. In patients with AIDS, PCP is the most common opportunistic pneumonia and may require bronchoalveolar lavage for diagnosis. PCP can be seen with silver stains and typically causes bilateral interstitial lung infiltrates. Chest X-ray may show a bat wing appearance, which represents bilateral interstitial infiltrates. LDH may be elevated, and ABG may show an increased AA gradient. Treat with trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole plus corticosteroids. CMV pneumonia is characterized by intracellular inclusion bodies. Treat with valganciclovir. Question 13. What is the best time to treat PCP? Before it happens. PCP is acquired when the CD4 count is below 200. At that point, you should institute PCP prophylaxis with trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole. Alternatives include dapsone or atovaquone. Question 14. Cover the two right-hand columns. Specify the organism after looking at the scenario associated with it. Scenario: stuck with a thorn or gardening. Think Sporothrix schenckii and treat with itraconazole. An aplastic crisis in sickle cell disease. Think parvovirus, B19. Sepsis after splenectomy. Think strep pneumoniae, H. influenza, and Neisseria meningitidis, which are all encapsulated organisms. Pneumonia in the Southwest, such as California or Arizona. Think coccidioides immitis. Treat with itraconazole or fluconazole, or with amphotericin B for severe disease. Pneumonia after cave exploring or exposure to bird droppings in the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys. Think Histoplasma capsulatum. The majority are self-limited and do not require treatment. For pneumonia after exposure to a parrot or exotic bird, think Chlamydia sidicae and treat with doxycycline or azithromycin. For a fungus ball or hemoptysis after tuberculosis or a cavitary lung disease, think Aspergillus. Treat with voriconazole. For pneumonia in a patient with silicosis, think tuberculosis. Diarrhea after hiking and drinking from a stream, think Giardia lamblia. Stool cysts are seen and treat with metronidazole. A pregnant woman with cats, think Toxoplasma gondii. Treat the infected pregnant women with spiromycin. B12 deficiency and abdominal symptoms, think Diphyllobothrium latum, the intestinal tapeworm. Seizures with a ring-enhancing brain lesion on CT, think tenia solium or cysticercosis, or toxoplasmosis. Treat neurocysticercosis with albendazole or praziquantel, usually with steroids, and consider anticonvulsants. Squamous cell bladder cancer in Middle East or Africa, think schistosoma hematobium. A worm infection in children, think enterobius. There's a positive tape test and perianal itching. Treat with mebendazole or albendazole. Fever, muscle pain, eosinophilia, and periorbital edema after eating raw meat. Think Trichinella spiralis, which is trichinosis. Gastroenteritis in young children. Think rotavirus or Norwalk virus. Food poisoning after eating reheated rice. Think Bacillus cereus. The infection is usually self-limited. Food poisoning after eating raw seafood. Think Vibrio parahemolyticus. Diarrhea after travel to Mexico. Think E. coli. Treat with ciprofloxacin. Diarrhea after antibiotics. Think Clostridium difficile. Now, the recommendations for this have changed, and it's different than what's currently written in the book. Use oral vancomycin or fidaxomicin. Oral metronidazole may be used in settings where access to vancomycin or fidaxomicin is limited for an initial episode of non-severe Clostridium difficile infection. A baby paralyzed after eating honey, think Clostridium botulinum. The toxin blocks acetylcholine release. Genital lesions in children in the absence of sexual abuse or activity, think Molluscum contagiosum. Cellulitis after a cat or dog bite, think Pastorella multocida. Treat the animal bite wounds with prophylactic amoxicillin clavulanic acid, also called Augmentin. A slaughterhouse worker with fever, think brucellosis. Pneumonia after being in a hotel or near an air conditioner or water tower, think Legionella pneumophila. Treat with azithromycin or levofloxacin. A burned wound infection with a blue-green color, think Pseudomonas species. Staph aureus is also a common burn infection, but it lacks the blue-green color. Question 15, how is syphilis diagnosed? Screen for syphilis with an RPR or VDRL. Confirm a positive test with an FTA ABS or MHA TP test because false positive occurs with the RPR and VDRL tests, classically in patients with lupus erythematosus. Once syphilis is treated, the RPR and VDRL tests become negative, whereas the FTA ABS and MHA TP tests often remain positive for life. You can also scrape the base of a genital chancre or condyloma lata and look for spirochetes on dark field microscopy. Question 16. Which group of patients should always be screened for syphilis? Pregnant women. Early treatment can prevent birth defects. Question 17. How is syphilis treated? With penicillin. Use doxycycline for penicillin allergic patients. Question 18. Describe the three stages of syphilis. The primary stage. Look for a painless chancre that resolves on its own within 8 weeks. Secondary stage. Roughly 6 weeks to 18 months after infection. Look for condyloma lata, a maculopapular rash that classically involves the palms and soles of the feet, and lymphadenopathy. And the tertiary stage. Years after the initial infection, between the secondary and tertiary stages is the latent phase, in which the disease is quiet and asymptomatic. Look for gummas, which are granulomas in many different organs, neurologic symptoms and signs, such as neurosyphilis, Argyle-Robertson pupil, dementia, paresis, Tabes dorsalis, or Charcot joints, and also look for thoracic aortic aneurysms. Question 19, how do you recognize measles infection in a child? Pathognomonic coplex spots, which are tiny white spots on the buccal mucosa, are seen 3 days after high fever, cough, runny nose, and conjunctivitis with or without photophobia. On the next day, a maculopapular rash begins on the head and neck and spreads downward to cover the trunk. There's a cephalocaudal progression. Look for a history or lack of immunization. Treat supportively. Patients are contagious until several days after the rash first appears. Don't forget to contact the health department regarding cases of measles. Question 20. Describe the complications of measles. Complications include giant cell pneumonia, especially in very young and immunocompromised patients, otitis media, and encephalitis, either acute or late. Subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, which usually occurs years later. Question 21. Why is rubella infection, or German measles, an important disease? Infection in pregnant mothers can cause severe birth defects in the fetus. Screen all women of reproductive age and immunize those without evidence of rubella antibodies before pregnancy to avoid this complication. Remember, however, that the vaccine is contraindicated in pregnant women. Question 22. How do you recognize a rubella infection in children? What are the complications? Rubella is milder than measles. Signs and symptoms include low-grade fever, malaise, and tender swelling of the suboccipital and post-auricular nodes. Arthralgias are common. After a 2 to 3 day prodrome, a faint maculopapular rash appears on the face and neck and spreads to the trunk, a cephalocaudal progression, just as in measles. Complications include encephalitis and otitis media. Question 23. How do you recognize roseola infantum? What causes it? Roseola infantum is often easy to recognize because of the progression. High fever, which may be higher than 40 degrees Celsius, with no apparent cause for 4 days, which may result in febrile seizures, followed by an abrupt return to normal temperature, just as a diffuse macular or maculopapular rash appears on the chest and abdomen. It may be associated with lymphadenopathy, erythematous tympanic membranes, and sterile pyuria. It is caused by the human herpes virus type 6, a DNA herpes family virus. The diagnosis is clinical and treatment is supportive. The disease is rare in children older than 3 years. Question 24. How do you recognize erythema infectiosum, or fifth disease, in children? What causes it? Look for the classic slapped cheek rash. It's confluent erythema over the cheeks that looks like someone slapped the child across the face, accompanied by mild constitutional symptoms such as low fever and malaise. One day later, a maculopapular rash appears on the arms, legs, and trunk. The disease is caused by parvovirus B19, the same virus that causes aplastic crisis in sickle cell disease. Parvovirus can have serious consequences during pregnancy, including fetal demise. Question 25. How do you recognize chickenpox? What causes it? The description and progression of the rash should lead you to the diagnosis. A discrete, intensely pruritic macules, usually on the trunk, turn into papules, which turn into vesicles that rupture and crust over. Such changes occur within one day. Because the lesions appear in successive crops, the rash will be in different stages of progression in different areas. The cause is the varicella virus. Question 26. How can you make a definitive diagnosis of chickenpox? At what point is a patient with chickenpox no longer infectious? A Sank smear of tissue from the base of a vesicle shows multinucleated giant cells. A presumptive diagnosis can be made if the rash is classic. Infectivity ceases only when the last lesion crusts over. Question 27. What are the complications of chickenpox? A complication is infection of the lesions with streptococci or staphylococci, which can cause impetigo, erysipelas, cellulitis, and/or sepsis. The patient should be instructed to keep clean to avoid infection. Other complications include pneumonia, especially in very young children, adults, and immunocompromised patients, encephalitis, and Reye syndrome. Do not give aspirin to a child with a fever unless you have a diagnosis that requires its use. The varicella zoster virus can reactivate years later to cause herpes zoster, also known as shingles, a rash that develops in a dermatomal distribution, with preceding pain and paresthesias. A child who has not been immunized or exposed to chickenpox can catch the disease from someone with shingles. Question 28. Describe the treatment and prophylaxis for chickenpox. No treatment other than supportive care, such as acetaminophen, fluids, avoidance of infecting others, is needed in most cases. Acyclovir can be used in severe cases. Routine vaccination with the varicella vaccine is now recommended for all children in the United States. Varicella zoster immune globulin is available for prophylaxis in patients with debilitating illness, such as leukemia or AIDS, if you see them within 4 days of exposure, and also for newborns of mothers with chickenpox. IV immunoglobulin can be given if varicella zoster immune globulin is not available. Question 29. What is scarlet fever? What causes it? How is it recognized and treated? Scarlet fever is a febrile illness with a rash caused by certain streptococcus species. Look for a history of untreated streptococcal pharyngitis. Only streptococcal species that produce erythrogenic toxin can cause scarlet fever. Pharyngitis is followed by a sandpaper-like rash on the abdomen and trunk with classic circumoral pallor and strawberry tongue. The rash tends to desquamate once the fever subsides. Oral penicillin V is the treatment of choice for streptococcal pharyngitis to prevent rheumatic fever. Alternative therapies include amoxicillin, cephalosporin, macrolides, or clindamycin. Question 30. What are the diagnostic criteria for Kawasaki disease, also called mucocutaneous lymph node syndrome? Fever more than 5 days, which is mandatory for diagnosis, bilateral conjunctival injection, changes in the lips, tongue, or oral mucosa, such as strawberry tongue, fissuring, and injection, changes in the extremities, such as skin desquamation, edema, or erythema, a polymorphous truncal rash, which usually begins 1 day after the fever starts, and cervical lymphadenopathy. Also look for arthralgia or arthritis. This is a rare disease seen in patients under 5 years old. Question 31. What is the most feared complication of Kawasaki disease? How do you prevent it? Complications involving the heart, such as coronary artery aneurysms, congestive heart failure, arrhythmias, myocarditis, and even myocardial infarction. Follow the child with echocardiography to detect heart involvement. Include Kawasaki disease in the differential diagnosis of any child who has an MI. If Kawasaki disease is suspected, give aspirin and intravenous immunoglobulins. Both have proven to reduce cardiac lesions. Kawasaki disease is one of the few indications for aspirin in a child. Question 32. Describe the classic findings of Epstein-Barr virus infection, also called infectious mononucleosis. Fatigue, fever, pharyngitis, and cervical lymphadenopathy in a young adult. The signs and symptoms are similar to those of streptococcal pharyngitis, but malaise tends to be prolonged and pronounced in Epstein-Barr virus infection. Differentiate from streptococcal pharyngitis, look for the following. Splenomegaly. Patients are at increased risk of splenic rupture and should avoid contact sports and heavy lifting. Hepatomegaly. Atypical lymphocytes. They're bizarre forms that may resemble leukemia with lymphocytosis, anemia, or thrombocytopenia. Positive serology, heterophile antibodies, for example, a monospot test, or specific Epstein-Barr virus antibodies, viral capsid antigen, or Epstein-Barr nuclear antigens. Question 33, what is an important differential diagnosis of EBV infection or influenza infection? Acute HIV infection, which can cause a mononucleosis-like syndrome. Question 34. What is the association between Epstein-Barr virus and cancer? Epstein-Barr virus is associated with nasopharyngeal cancer, African Burkitt lymphoma, and post-transplant lymphoproliferative disorder. That's the end of the first half of this chapter.